Welcome back inside the huddle with Susan Casper Insurance. I'm Don Stock. We're getting ready to talk with head football coach of the Carroll Cougars, Mr. Blake Bessner. Coach, thanks for calling in this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having us.
I thought maybe you guys were still on the bus tour in Carroll County last night.
No, that's pretty cool. They got on the bus and went through Burlington and went through Flora. The AD kind of put that together and just does a lot of things for the kids that are behind the scenes that no one sees. He really makes sure that, you don't take anything for granted. So very appreciative of, again, our AD and all he does for our programs.
Well, you beat up West Central 47-6. When I get to the football game last night, I look out on the field. Everybody's out there. I stop. I turn to Carl, and I said, Carl, I want you to look down at West Central's football team and look at them physically, and then look your eyes back here towards the Carroll Cougars. And he went, oh, my. I said, yeah, this is going to be a whipping tonight. There's no way they're going to be able to handle this.
Yeah, and, I mean, we talked about it last year, regionals. We left the field knowing that same look was the other way last year in the regionals, where you looked at Carroll's football team and then you looked at North Judson's football team and you just knew, like, oh, they can't physically deal with them play after play. And, you know, we've really worked hard on trying to change a lot of that. So I'm glad visually you're starting to see it, but mentally too, just just how physical we've become.
Well, I'm not going to get to Keegan Ellis quite yet. I want to talk a little bit about the fact that it took me about 3.5 quarters to realize that Filarski kid from West Central wasn't playing last night. That had to be a kind of a bonus.
Yeah, breaks your heart. You know, it really does. Because, you know, no matter who you're coaching, you want kids to have every opportunity they can. And, you know, I turned on the film and I thought, oh, man. We've talked to our kids all week about it. We had, you know, our defensive game plan was around him. And, you know, we heard early morning he had a foot injury and didn't think he's going to play on Friday morning. And, you know, and he came out in the boot. And you're just heartbreak for the kid because he's the real deal. There's not a better lineman we saw here. He was dominant when you turned on the film. So, yeah, I talked to him after the game, and you're just heartbreaks for the kid because you never want to finish your last game not fighting with your brothers and doing those things. So, you know, he had a rough night just watching. But, yeah, he's the real deal. So I want him to play. I want to see our kids go against him because I told a lot of our younger linemen, you know, we've got 400 classmen. On the off season, you take West Central's film and you watch that kid because we need four of him next year, you know, coming back. So, yeah, he taught us a lot of lessons this week. He's a really, really good player.
Well, I was anticipating a defensive game because of the number of sacks that they have produced throughout the year and your front line. And maybe I owe your team an apology. I try to get out on the field and talk to some folks. I got out there late. You were already running plays. I got to talk to John Hendricks. I was out there a little too long, but I told the guys in the front line, man, it's up to you to win tonight. If you guys blow it open, we'll do fine.
Oh, those guys, again, you know, it's so funny. From a year ago, we couldn't run inside the tackles, you know, with Clay Metzger. We didn't even attempt it, you know, against Judson and against Prairie at the end of the year. You know, he had two long runs to win the sectional, but we didn't even try to run inside the tackles because I think I told you before, when I first got here, I asked the lineman, you know, hey, how many of you are linemen? One guy raised his hand, and we had to move a ton of skilled guys down, you know, Joyner, Lambert, all those guys were playing offensive line. They'd never played it before. So best positions were not our offensive line last year just because they'd never done it before. And now, arguably, that front line is really hard to deal with now. And I'm just so proud of those kids for coming so far in a year. And then when you have, like, you know, you're going to get to him, but when you have a guy like Keegan behind it, it makes everything look better. But, you know, I watched the film last night. You know, Keegan had a great game. I mean, you know, you can't say enough good things about Keegan. But there's times he didn't get touched for 10, 12 yards down the field. So, I mean, with what those guys were doing up front, it was a nice day to be a running back.
Well, you had Keegan Ellis, who was, like, running untouched. I mean, They couldn't pull him down. I said it's kind of like a tractor pull with Keegan, and that is the weights start weighing on the backside, and he keeps digging until the weights get to the front, and he has to fall down because of what it is, and that's kind of what went on last night. But then you had like a 1-2-3 punch last night because you had Cohen Ayers, who was running like a gazelle, and then you had Grady Lyle, who was in the mix also.
Yeah, when those three, all three get going, it's a problem because all three of those are really good backs. You know, they can all do their own things. They all have different things they do really well. But when you put the whole package together, it's fun to watch. Like last night, because the defensive guy is like, okay, now we stopped Ellis. Now you got to deal with the Jets and the counters and the powers and everything else. The Bucks with our two wings that run hard and the great thing I love about our wings. You know, we talk to them all the time. You got to get 5 yards. If you touch the ball, you better get 5 yards. So they're not thinking about getting 70. They're thinking about, I got to keep moving the sticks. I got to get five. And they're just those kids. You cannot, you can coach 25 years and not have two kids like Cohen Ayers and Grady Lytle. Will never say a word, would never ask for the ball, would never not block. I mean, the two, wings that don't care about themselves more than anybody I've ever met is those two guys. So it makes it really nice.
Well, Coach, we're not going to just talk about the runners. I'm going to tell you something. I know when you watch the film, you're going to watch the downfield blocking that occurred last night to spring open that jet sweep. And yep. You had linemen leading the way. You had Grady Lyle cutting the defensive end, blocking him in. It was just fun to watch last night.
It was. That's what I told the coaches last night. It's fun to play your best game right now. It's fun to feel like we are playing like we've, you know, wanted them to. And here's the thing with these kids. It's just different. You know, Tri-Central was a little bit harder because they'd already played them. You know, the atmosphere was just different. Friday, I don't know if anybody talked. It was just one of those days at school. No one said a word. When I got in the locker room, you know how you got, you know, we got, you know, 15 freshmen. They were in their corner talking a little bit, but I mean, there's no, I mean, it was silent. They knew kind of their rules. And I knew when I walked in at, you know, to the locker room at 4:45, this team was ready and they came out and did everything they needed to do. And it was really something special. And another thing Keegan came in as a kind of a non-leader, kind of a quiet kid. And he's really stepped up his leadership and, you know, it got more vocal, and he's becoming the kid we've all envisioned, not just the player on the field, but just his leadership and, you know, driving us to the next level, I hear him yelling, let's get going. And, you know, I would have never thought that a year ago that he would be that kind of kid. So he's not only jumped into his role as a phenomenal running back, but he's becoming a really, really good leader for us.
Well, we haven't said anything yet about Luke Tanner and, yep. Well, I tell you what, I think he only threw one pass last night, maybe two. And,
yep.
And one was for a big play, and the other one just a little bit out of bounds to a Hunter. But,
yep.
Man, you got to be very, very pleased with the leadership that he gives you from the quarterback position.
Well, he's learned so much. Because early on, sophomores have a hard time sometimes getting yelled at. You know, they take it personal. You know, until you understand, like, how this works, you take everything a little bit personal. And, you know, he's grown up so much of not taking it personal. We're just coaching you. And we coach just a certain way. We treat everybody the same. I don't care if you're a sophomore, senior, you know, if you've started 4 years, or this is your first game, you're getting coached the same way. And last night, I mean, we're just screaming at him because the first time we got a 5-yard penalty, he didn't let the receiver get set. And we had a big gain for Cohen Ayers down to the 1-yard line. They brought it back. And, you know, we're yelling at him, let him get set. Like, you know, take your time. Make sure everybody's set. So then it comes down here on the other end, and we think the same thing happens. So we're just all just like, you know, just get it done. And then we find out it wasn't him. But he didn't put his head down. He didn't, you know, nothing happened. You know, it's just, you know, business as usual. You know, like he just – that was my point in his – growing up, that I told him last night, you dealt with it. Because guess what? a quarterback's going to get all the glory a lot of times, and they're going to get everything that goes wrong. So you better mentally be able to handle that. And that's where I see his growth, where I think, you know, early on in the year, he would have, you know, put his head down or whatever. But, I mean, it didn't even faze him. So he's grown up a lot in the last – especially last 2 weeks. He played great against Tri-Central, really controlled us. I talked to Coach Arnold a little bit, and I said, hey, you know, we're pretty good friends. And I said, you know, what was your game plan against us? Just so I know. You know, because it's I always like to know what other coaches think about us. Like, how would you – what would you have done differently or what, you know, what were your game plan coming in? They said, stop Ellis, make you throw. And they did. I mean, they for the first quarter, they did that. And Luke, you know, rose to the situation, and he was like 9 for 11 with 160 yards. So, yeah, he's came a long way.
I always told my son in football, when the coaches stop yelling at you, that's when you got to be concerned because they don't care about you anymore.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, that's what I tell the kids all the time. If you can't handle getting coached, it's going to be a long time for you, because if I stop coaching you, either you can't play or you're uncoachable. Those are the two things.
Well, you're going to get on the bus, you and I, and we're heading up to Adams Central on Friday.
Yep.
What do you know about the number two team in 2A football?
Oh, I mean, it was kind of cool because, we're trying to get this culture changed. So we had some guys meet us down there last year for the state championship game. And we taught, and we were there, and Adams Central was playing Lutheran, and we said, these are the teams we have to compete with. If you really want to be where we want to be, if you want to be in that upper echelon of teams, these are the teams we have to compete with. We know what they are. I mean, they have a good opportunity to win a state championship this year. You know, and, I mean, they're that good. And I'm just so pleased. I'm so happy for our program to see where we line, you know, stack up. Are we closer than we were last year? Are we a state-level team? I mean, I think that's the big question right now with our program. How close are we to where we want to be? And no better opportunity to find out than playing either the first or second-best team in the state.
That's a good way of doing it. Well, Coach, enjoy the weekend on your sectional championship. I know you'll have your team ready to play next Friday. Carl and I will be up there to broadcast that ball game to bring it back to those who can't get there. And we're looking forward to next Friday. Thanks for joining us on Inside the Huddle.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, you're listening to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance.